The Pakistani premier earlier held a meeting with Iran's President Hassan Rouhani. In a press conference, Rouhani underlined Tehran and Islamabad's shared belief that the end of the Saudi war on Yemen can be a good beginning to resolve regional issues.
Prime Minister Khan also emphasized that the key to resolve the issues in the region is to end the war in Yemen, to declare an immediate ceasefire there, and to deliver humanitarian aid to the Yemeni people. This can be a good start to resolve the issues.
Rouhani said Iran and Pakistan also believe that regional issues can be resolved through dialogue. He said Iran would reciprocate any goodwill gesture. Also in his remarks, Rouhani referred to Friday's missile attacks on an Iranian tanker in the Red Sea near the Saudi port city of Jeddah. He said it would be an absolute mistake for a country to think that it can create instability in the region but receives no response. For his part, the Pakistani prime minister said his trip to Tehran is aimed at facilitating talks between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
The reason for this trip, that we do not want a conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran. We recognize that it's a complex issue. We recognize that. But we feel that this can be resolved through dialogue. But what should never happen is a war between Saudi Arabia and Iran, because this will not just affect this whole region. Our two brotherly countries will be affected, but this will cause poverty in the world.
Khan said there is a vested interest that wants to create a conflict between Iran and Saudi Arabia. He said his efforts to bring about talks between Tehran and Riyadh is, quote, purely a Pakistani initiative. Nobody has asked Islamabad to do so. Khan said he was also approached by U.S. President Donald Trump to facilitate some sort of dialogue between Iran and the U.S. The Pakistani prime minister will travel to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. He said he was very encouraged by talking to the Iranian president and will go to the kingdom in a very positive frame of mind.